God is at work. I've been doing many different one-on-ones, connections, and people are really focused and focusing on their fields and connecting, you know, here, and I'm able to listen and get blessed by them, like I just listened to you, and also able to give them encouragement as well, which they do get encouraged, and God does supply the words and the direction within those words, you know. That's where the direction is. It's just the practice of what God's encouraging right now. You know, we know to speak by the Spirit. You know, we know to do all these things, like the basic things, which keep us strong and keep us in the right direction. And we want to stay in the right direction mentally with the heavenly words that God is giving, and knowing that, you know, God really is the one doing all the work. You know, the more we rest, the more he works, you know. The more that we depend upon him, the more he can do things. And so it's not that we don't do anything. Our job is to do what he gives us to do, and to, you know, to open our mouth, to speak forth, to go where he wants us to go, to encourage people as the doors open, but just to enjoy the life that he's given us and have an expectation of the future for our walk and our visions, our goals and our desires. And you know, keeping our desires strong before God. You know, Jesus said, you know, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. You receive not because you ask not. You know, so we need to ask God, like, the things that we want in any area of life, in any direction, whether it's personal or finances or health or relationships or ministry work, you know, seeing the outreach of the word. We can ask God to bless our area, to make it more productive and fruitful. You know, that he can bring us those brand new people that are really going to take off straight away. That's what a laborer is. That, you know, the laborer is so hungry, they are eating off your words, you know. And so we ask God to bring us the hungry ones, you know, the ones that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. And God will definitely fill them. God will give them that manna from heaven through your mouth. So it's the manna of heaven through our mouths that when God brings someone that is hungry, then we can give them, feed them. You know, and if we remember in the desert, they took the manna for that day. And they didn't keep anything over for the next day. And I suppose when you look at research and different things like that, people take that type of manna and then they store it up and then it goes bad. In other words, it doesn't produce any fruit for them. It becomes knowledge, which puffeth up and makes one stagnant. But the heavenly words, the fresh manna every day, living by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God, every day, you know, to your heart and through other people's hearts to you, you know, that are walking with God and walking in the right direction. Now that's going to inspire faith in you and keep you encouraged. So we want that manner. We want to meditate on the direction God's given us, feed off that in our minds. So we feed in our minds, you know. So what are we feeding our minds? Are we feeding it the old meat? You know, the old bread, the stale bread. The thing that everybody eats, in the like everybody will eat a certain way of certain breads. They'll eat in different cultures. Like in France, you have those lovely long baguettes, don't you? You know, and long bread. You know, the long, like sausage rolls. They're nice and long. Yeah, and that we call them French sticks, obviously. But in England, we're more like on the loaf of bread. And a French stick would be a treat, you know, a nice treat with steak or something like that. So, like, everyone has different types of bread, you know. And God will cater to our need and to our taste and to our palate. But he'll do it so that we're on level and par with him. So God doesn't want us to move in our own strength or effort, because he knows it's not going to produce for us fruitful grounds or fruitful, or to be successful. You know, there's basic things that we need to do. We do those basic things. And then there's the spiritual things that God would have us do that will elevate us and keep us moving strongly every day. You know, and sometimes it's quiet. If it's quiet, that's really good. So we can maintain the good works that we're already doing. and then move through the open doors. And we don't want to stay stagnant. You know, we want to say, okay, God, where, you know, send me. Here I am. Like you said, when you come to Bristol, you came. You was out of your environment. You came here. And then you said, here I am, Lord, send me. You know, so now, God, it's the same thing. Here I am, Lord, send me. I'm still at home. But there's a big, wide world out there of labourers. So if you're not going to send them to me, send me to them. Open the doors. You know, provide the resources. Provide the way to do that. Give me encouragement. And God, you want us to redeem the time. Because our life is short on the earth in comparison to eternity. So, Lord, you give me my work now. I need to move with you. And just keep me happy every time. You know, when there's not a lot going on, keep me happy. That my dependency is upon you for my happiness, for my joy, for my direction. I'm not going to go to the world for that satisfaction, but I'm coming to you for that satisfaction of joy, happiness, peace, direction, fulfillment. Because God wants us all to be fulfilled. You know, like fulfilled that, you know, we got the purpose. Frank, could you... Yeah, that's better. I was hearing feedback, so I was trying to talk over myself through my echo. Now I know what I sound like. Anyway, God is good. So it's like, so God wants us to really, you know, be happy. He wants us to enjoy what we're doing. He wants us to progress, and he wants us to move forward, and he wants us to see new fruit. He wants us to see that. You know, it's a need for us to see that. It's a need for us to see. It's like being in a desert. In the desert, they walked around that desert. There was no greenery. There was no nothing. Just rocks and sand. You know, and maybe there might have been a couple of little trees growing out of the rocks or something. Maybe. But, you know, that's all they seen was rocks and sand. They must have been fed up with their scenery, you know. And so that's why God wanted to get them to the promised land. But they had to be ready to go in. And in that promised land there was rocks, there was vineyards, there was, you know, greenery, there was water, there was things to sustain and bless. There was the fruit of the land, you know, it's prosperous and it was large. And it flowed with milk and it flowed with honey. So that means there was cattle, livestock. And all these different things, you know, God wanted the children of Israel to have this promised land. He wanted them to have houses already done for them. They didn't even have to build them, work for them or anything. They just had to go in and settle down in there, you know, go and take over. And that's what God wants us to do now. Like, it's not that we got to work for anything, but it's like we follow and do what God says to our hearts and the encouragement that we're getting. And as we practice doing these things, then we will make progress through wherever we are. That we're not just seeing sand and we're not just seeing rocks, but we're seeing the beauty of the land, you know, the beauty of people, the beauty of growth. And, you know, growth, green is growth, right? You know, so green grass, green trees, green vegetables, all healthy, strong, and that's what we want to see. That's what we want. We want the fresh spiritual fruits and the fresh grass of heaven and the fresh green trees of heaven manifested in our life through the people, you know, and we want people. And it's God, you know, we desire the same. We want your will to be done through us, you know. And the life that I, you know, I'm alive, but the life that I'm living is not me, but is Christ in me. And live your life through me. You know, here I am. I'm a vessel, one to honor. I'm your son. I'm your daughter, if you're a woman. And, you know, lead me, guide me, open up the doors, show me what to do. You know, and I'll continue to do what I know to do, but show me also what I need to do, if there's anything I need to change. You know, because it's not that we're earning again. We're not earning salvation because we're already born again. We're already saved. We're going to heaven. All hell can't stop us. But this is for being productive, like what we're asking God for, so we can be productive, that we can be fruitful, that we can see, you know, our areas grow, our fellowships grow, our influence grow in the earth. We want to have great influence. You know, the greatest thing in leadership is influence, that you can influence others. That's what leadership is. You know, we influence other people to move in the right way. And it's like Jesus done that. He was the greatest leader on the face of the earth. He influenced people to look to God, to go to God, to pray to God, to look only to God. And so he done that, you know, and he connected people to God. And that's what we do, you know. So we want to have the influence in helping people go to God. We want to influence people to turn to the one true God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and to encourage them, look, as he is, as Jesus is right now, not as he was, not as he walked, but as he is at the right hand side of the Heavenly Father, this is who you are right now in this world. That's how devils see you. That's how heaven sees you. That's how God sees you. That's how Jesus sees you. That's how all the principalities and powers see you. You just need to see yourself in the light of who God says you are. And you have all your authority that God's given you, all your potential authority is over and bigger than the potential power of the devil. We're bigger, we're better. You know, Jesus, he had the full strength of the devil, but he defeated him, and now so he's defeated Satan, and now so the devil that faces us is a weaker devil to what he was when Jesus faced him, and Jesus defeated him, you know, and he's defeated him by looking to God, by doing the will of the Father, by being humble, by being meek and not giving in to temptation and not giving in to the surroundings or the people. And, you know, he was tempted in all things like as we are, yet without sin. You know, he was perfect man. He was perfect. And he had the free will choice like we got, you know, and to make the right decisions. So we want to make right decisions, right choices, and we want to live righteously. We are righteous, but are we living righteous? What's living righteously? Doing the right thing. Doing the things that God has shown us to do. And so when we start recognizing these simple little truths to our hearts, then we can conduct ourselves in a greater way, and we can have greater expectation, knowing that God is all for us prospering, all for us having laborers, all for us being successful. Because that's magnifying God in our life. You know, when we walk with God, we are magnifying God. When we speak in tongues, yeah, we're definitely magnifying God in that manner. And when we live the life, we're magnifying God. Because then, you know, we're acknowledging that this is the right way to live. This is the right heart to have. And that God has equipped us with everything so we can do the things with the right heart. We got the mind of Christ now. You know, we want to honour God and magnify God by walking with that mind of Christ, where God is speaking to that mind of Christ, you know, the Spirit of God within you, and that you're recognizing his voice and that you're responding. And it comes through obedience, it comes through humbleness, it comes through practicing what God is showing you to do, you know, whether that's directly God telling you or indirectly through your ministers or where you're connecting. You know, you're going to get a right thing, and it's up to you to recognize it. Okay, these are words from God, I will do. Like between you and God, not even between the minister, it's between you and God. Okay, Father, now you help me with this and you direct me perfectly, which he will. And we live by faith. You know, we see ourselves already doing the things. We see ourselves already with the laborers. We see ourselves with all the many fellowships. We see ourselves with health and abundance. And we keep moving forward regardless of anything, you know, that's it. And we're, you know, we're become unmovable, unstoppable, rooted, grounded and settled in these things. So being established in the present truth, and this is the present truth, to move this way, you know, to honour God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength, and to love him and to the same towards our neighbour. And we're, you know, we're to love ourselves and to know it's not us, but it's Christ in us. And that we have this wonderful life, wonderful opportunity to influence. wonderful opportunity to bless ourselves, to bless our partners, to bless our families, to prosper in our homes, to prosper in our areas, to show people the goodness of God through our life, that yes, you can prosper because God wants you to prosper. You don't have to live in poverty, to help people that are sat in darkness in the shadow of death, and not to get caught up in knowledge, but just to get caught up walking by the Spirit and doing what God's showing you to do and speaking exactly whatever he puts in your heart. And it, you know, and it sound different, you know, because we are different. We're extraordinary. Extraordinary. It's like we got olive oil and we got extra virgin olive oil, right? We got virgin oil and we got extra virgin olive oil. And so I, you know, the extra virgin olive oil is different and it's better and it's more concentrated or whatever, and more, got more more goodness in it. And so we are extraordinary. You know, we're doing the works of God. We're walking like Jesus Christ. We're walking like the Apostle Paul. We're walking like Elijah, like Noah, like Moses. And because we got Christ in us. And God can bring out on us any traits of those wonderful men of God in us, plus our own traits. And but we want the traits of the Lord Jesus Christ, to walk in our authority, recognizing our authority, and to exercise our authority, and to have an impact in this world through our authority that God has given us. That, like in Acts 19:20 or 21, it says, "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." It was a power with an impact. It affected everywhere they went. It had a massive impact on the world, and that's what we got. Like all these things that are going on with the immigrants and people coming into the countries and all that, is having an impact on the countries and affecting the local people of those countries and areas. You know, it's having the wrong type of impact. But us believers, if we're walking by the Spirit of God, we can have power with an impact, change the whole place so we turn it the right side up. You know, and so God has given such power unto men. You know, people marveled at Jesus's authority. You know, because he spoke not as the scribes, but one having authority, and they marveled. Wow, like God has given such power unto men, and we got that same power living in us. It is phenomenal. And that word power in that scripture, that verse of scripture referring to Jesus Christ, is the word exousia, which is exerted power, you know, exercise power. So God wants us to exercise that power, and we can exercise it through words, through speaking with authority, the heavenly rhema words. He didn't speak as the scribes. We don't want to speak like biblical researchers either. You know, we want to speak like Jesus Christ. We want to speak like God spoke through Jesus Christ. We want our mouth to be that mouth. And so we're not speaking as scribes or teachers, you know, we're speaking as sons of God. And it's the manifestations of the sons of God that the whole creation is groaning and waiting to be manifested. Now it's being manifested as we walk by the Spirit, is being manifested. As we talk, as we exercise our authority through speaking, through letting God have our mouth when we're speaking by the Spirit, through casting out devils, through minister of healing. That's exercising that authority. Because the other type of power and authority we've got is that dunamis, which is miracle working power, the potential. And it's all potential because we're the ones that got to operate. So it's like it says in Corinthians, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. So the Spirit of God within us, if we exercise it and if we use it being led by God, it's going to profit us and those that hear us and the people around us in our lives. So these words that I'm speaking now, they're shining out as lights. You know, devils around me, devil spirits that have been hanging around this area, they're flying out. They're running away. The light, they can't stand the light. It's like a tsunami is even now affecting your area. It's like the words I'm speaking is affecting your area. Like it's like a tsunami, a tornado, a hurricane coming in of light, and it's chasing them out of your way, you know, so you'll feel it be fresh and clean and beautiful right where you are right now. You'll start to feel the freshness and the cleared air, because these words are not subject to time or matter or distance. So they're having an effect right now. These are vibrational words. These are quick, powerful, sharp, living energy words from God coming through my mouth. And when you speak, they'll be coming through your mouth. And we got to believe that with all our heart. What you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth will happen. And so, like I said, devils are running from the north to the south to the east. They're running away from where I am and from where you are. And we say that, we declare that, we call those things which were not as though they were, yeah? Which are not as though they were. So it may not seem like that's the case, but they are, because now we just called it. I've just called it. You know, they are fleeing, right? So the light is now shining. The blessings and the peace and the abundance of God, the sippity-doo-dah is there. Sippity-doo-dah, sippity-yay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. So this is the sippity-doo-dah life we're living, by the Spirit of God. Everything is, you know, birds are fluttering around us and landing on our shoulder, Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. So it's like, this is the way we can live every day if we don't let our feelings, thoughts and emotions affect us. And we keep our eyes focused on God. So we call it. We need to call it, you know. God says, I've given you the authority. You use my words. You speak it forth. You say what you want and not what you see. And move forward in strength. Move forward in power. Exercise my power that I've given you. That dunamis, that potential power, that miracle working power in you. You exercise it. Heal the sick. Raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, freely you've received, freely you give. And we do that by the preaching of the gospel, the good news. From the preaching of the gospel, signs, miracles and wonders follow, right? So nothing happens without that preaching of the good news, the rhema words from God concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And just like we've seen on the day of Pentecost and times after that day of Pentecost, you know, to the point where it got to Acts chapter 19 and it says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed, you know. And we've got the prevailing word, and that's what the words from God do. It's a prevailing word. It's prevailing, it's overcoming, it's breaking down resistance, breaking down darkness, breaking down strongholds. Because it's quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and it's the discerner of the thoughts and the intent of heart. It exposes the intent of someone's heart so that they can either have light or they can continue in their darkness. It's up to them to choose. But God has given us the word and ministry of reconciliation to speak forth and to be led by His Spirit. Let His heavenly words flow out. Because I know these are God's words. What I've spoken, everything I've spoken to you, I know in my heart these are coming from God. You know, and so it's like all praise to God, all glory to God. I magnify you, God, for those wonderful words to speak forth right now on the 23rd of October 2025 to Frank on this wonderful one-on-one. Thank you for also that you reminded me to record it. And I thank you for your goodness and love. I thank you for blessing Frank, and I thank you for blessing Annie. I thank you for opening up those great doors, the desires of their heart coming to pass, Father, for opening up and sending that one key labourer for Frank, Father, that one that's going to stand out amongst the many, the one that is hungry, the one that is desiring. And we want fresh new people, just like going to get a French stick. Frank isn't going to buy a French stick from last week because it would be dried up. He wants a fresh French stick every morning. So every morning we want fresh labourers, God, just like we would get a French stick. So we want French labourers. We want French leaders. We want France to genuinely open up through Frank. It's going to be through Frank, God. So I thank you for that. And I thank you also for UK, that we get our fresh bread here every day. From you, God, from the heavenlies. Thank you that you are watching over us with all your angels observing and protecting. Thank you for your peace, your love, your joy, your goodness. And thank you for this one-on-one. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.